Run upon you, get popped.
Run upon you.
Run upon you. Run upon you, get popped. Like, if you don't shut the fuck up, man, I'll slap the bloody. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even be able to take them to the game. Yo, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. This is weird, bro. Two clocks, two hocks, and the two shots. Two flocks and the clocks, and a new flock. Then you flock.
Then you fly.
New whips, new clocks.
Oh, shit.
Warhol's arrival at his London gallery is like a royal progress. The enfant terrible has become grand old man of modern art. But would he reveal much of what is behind the enigmatic image?
This is the first sort of major series of self-portraits for quite a long time. What prompted this one?
I ran out of ideas.
But the one thing Warhol has not been short of is ideas. He's generated enough critical comment to fell a forest or two.
Really?
Yeah. Then somebody can just, it'd be like a store, and they just come in and ask you for a can of soup, and you just, that was just the easiest way to do something.
You don't
because
think?
Everybody paints the same picture over and over again anyway, so.
So you could have stuck with the soup tins and the Brillo. What was the interest to you then in that Campbell's soup tin? What gave you the idea of doing that?
Oh, I used to eat it every day. I still do, so. I don't know, and Mr. Billy Boy, I think, has some, too. Are you American, Mr. Billy Boy?
No, I'm from Mars, I think.
Oh, Mars. And Christopher Marcus is...
I work for Interview Magazine, Andy's Magazine.
How much are you involved with Interview Magazine?
Oh, a lot. I give a cover away every minute, and then I have to go and hide.
Is that, though, more important to you at the moment than your own work, than your silk screens, or what's most of your time spent doing?
Most of my time is just to get up in the morning.
How much do you think of your success as an artist, probably the best known in the world at the moment, is as a result of your own personal image, yourself as a work of art?
Well, that's what everybody says. I don't know. I work. I work all the time.
And work often seems to involve being the apparent calm at the center of a storm that his presence creates, which of course contributes to the artist's...
Podcast. Backyard again. In the backyard again. It might be literally in the backyard.
It was crazy. No.
We're in the Brick Alley nook. In the gallery.
Outskirts.
We're inside the gallery. Mm-hmm. In the closed Brick Alley nook. A tornado things.
Mm-hmm.
Bushwick.
Oh my god, what's happening?
We're here for the...
Yep. Those angels are the reason we have marijuana.
Yes.
Praise them.
Is that Flavor Flav behind her?
I thought it was Famous Amos, actually.
Yeah.
You from the cookies?
Is that a bar?
No. From Instagram.
Well, like
oh, yeah. Something Famous Amos cookies.
Now, you know what Famous is, right?
Huh?
Famous. Famous Amos.
Uh-huh.
Famous
not the cookies.
Famous Amos or Anus?
Hey, from Instagram?
Ant.
Yeah.
Anus or Amos?
Amos.
As
like
in,
the cookies. Like the cookies, like but not the same guy.
Like, different guy.
He does all, he's jumping out, dancing.
You know, I've seen the real Famous Amos from the cookies. Just FYI.
Wasn't his name?
Sorry, we're just trying to record the worst podcast ever.
I'm trying to remember what it felt like.
I think we're...
for once, I think we're well on our way.
Yeah, you're onto some good material.
I'm trying to get into listening to podcasts more.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got really into Serial Season 1. Changed my life.
Oh, you guys heard that? I thought it was passing.
I haven't heard of it, but I didn't check it even out.
You haven't listened to it?
Wait, something you were telling me about with the killer chicken...
Nah, he got that.
Yeah, we got a whole thing about that. He really sold that. I still want to check it out.
To this day, it's the most popular podcast ever of all time.
What is this?
Serial Season 1.
Hmm. Is that just so happened to be about serial killers?
No. It's about a murder case that happened like in the early 90s in Baltimore, on the outskirts of Baltimore, where this Korean chick in high school, Faye.
What?
Maybe he wants to listen to this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll listen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's okay too. But yeah, murder case on the outskirts of Baltimore.
I was waiting for the longer one.
Korean chick. Was found dead. They tried her ex-boyfriend, who was an Arab guy. What part of the story is funny? The part about the little Asian girl being murdered?
But go on.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
As you were.
Yes.
So yeah. So they tried and convicted her ex-boyfriend, Adnan Syed, an Arab kid, and he's still in jail to this day, though many people believe that he is innocent. And actually, like, there's an HBO series now about this called Case of Adnan Syed.
I'm just passing this one.
But these, I think it's 12 episodes of the debut season of this podcast called Serial. It's hosted by this lady, I forget her name, but she's from Fresh Air. She's one of the Fresh Air journalists. Like, Ira Glass.
Yeah. Not really familiar with this.
Oh, well, they're awesome. They have a real unique, modern, very modern school of kind of like radio journalism that they do. That's just like, I don't know, it's really great stuff. They're very good at like, kind of, they have a very refreshing take on like journalism, you know, like,
pop art, op art, underground movies, call it what you will. These two are the leaders. No party in New York is considered a success unless they are there. It's hard to explain this young lady and man. They say they don't want to be explained. One is a beautiful actress, and she calls herself a superstar. The other is a young man named Andy Warhol, the creator of pop art. So here are the two leading exponents of the new scene, Edie Sedgwick and Andy Warhol.
I didn't know you were going to be so formal tonight. I would have taken this tie off here.
I can hardly breathe.
What's the matter?
It's so nerve-wracking.
Is it nerve-wracking?
All these people. I'm not used to having to face all these people.
Well, they're friendly. They're very friendly.
Well, this and a rather tight jacket makes it a little more frightening.
Oh, oh.
It's hard to breathe.
Wants to all blow at you? No? Good evening, Andy.
I must warn you, Andy won't say a word.
Why?
He's not used to making really public appearances, so I think he'll whisper answers to me if you ask him a question.
Can I listen while he whispers?
I'll whisper to you.
Aren't you going
to
say one word, Andy? We're very curious, and that's why everybody is so friendly. We read much about underground movies and all of Andy's work, which we know so well. What would you first of all tell the audience, for those who might not know what underground movies are? These are not war stories.
Oh. How can I tell you? It's so far they've been visual experiments. People making movies trying to see if they could do it.
And they are not shown in theaters.
They're shown in one theater, in somewhere down in the village. It's just one theater. Otherwise, private showings.
I see.
Don't really.
What would be the subject matter, for example? They're not stories necessarily.
Some of them are.
What have been?
There's been one that's been a take. I don't dare say it. I really don't. Because everything
you want to whisper
it
to me, and
I'll whisper to Andy.
Then how will we know?
I don't want to be involved in that. That was all.
Edie, tell
all right,
about
sleep. Andy had a fabulous movie going with somebody sleeping for 8 hours. Was it 8 hours? 8 hours. It's true. I have to say it's true. It's an 8-hour movie, and the camera's on somebody, and all they're doing is sleeping. Well, you can see them breathing, you know.
And does it take 8 hours to watch it?
Well, those were all. That's what was all before I got in on it. Now it's all changed.
Oh, there are.
It really is.
There's dialogue now.
We have other influences, and we're going to have a big production, a real film.
Which film are you
going to
do?
Which isn't going to be 8 hours. It'll be an hour and a half.
Oh.
And it will have more than one person in it.
What's that going to be called?
Jane Eyre.
Well,
really?
But that's been done.
When? That must have been 1,000 years ago.
You mean the original story of...
Yes, can you believe it? Out of the underground movies, Jane Eyre is going to emerge. Literally.
And you're going to star in it?
It's a serious prospect. Yes.
How will it be different?
Can you imagine Jane Eyre being somewhat spacey and timeless? And using the plot, but putting it into a modern context. Modern context. Literally.
Really?
You don't sound convinced.
No, I am. I think it'd be an interesting experiment.
Oh, I can. I think it'll be terrific.
You want to start it?
No, you should. No. Well, are you playing Jane?
Yeah, I'll play Jane.
Oh, well, I could play Air.
Don't go too far there, Renee. You made Andy laugh. Are you all right, Andy? Yeah, I heard him. He said yes. You broke the spell now.
Sorry.
Edie, tell me this.
That's a drag.
What?
I don't want to hear any more of that.
Oh, yeah, stop that, will you please? Now, you are a superstar, or you want to be a superstar. What is the difference between a star and a superstar?
It's two things. One is a joke, and the other is possibly a real superstar, if there could be such a thing.
Has there ever been? Let me light that for you.
There must have been a while. It's a question of shaking.
No, that's all right. I'll help you out. You haven't been on television before, have you?
Twice.
Oh.
And it's terrifying. It's very easy here compared to the other ones.
I know. Don't look at anybody. We're just talking. Tell me about who would you consider in the past to have been a superstar?
Oh, those kind of questions are too difficult because they're fabulous stars, but I wouldn't want to say superstar is a modern word. I don't want to apply it to the past.
Well, what is your definition of a superstar?
Something either fantastic or ridiculous, and that remains to be seen. It may be ridiculous. Ah. If we can't get it off the ground, it'll be ridiculous. If we can do a whole movie, it'll be a superstar.
Andy, how did you discover Edie?
It could be.
Come on, you can tell me.
By mistake.
By mistake?
Uh-huh.
Andy's going to tell me. Aren't you?
No, Andy's going to tell me. Anyway, I'm the one who has to make a fool of myself, and Andy can just sit there quietly.
How did you two meet?
I came to Andy's studio with a friend, and I didn't know Andy, and I really didn't know too much about New York. And he was in the process of making an underground movie, which when I walked in, I couldn't really tell what was happening. There were lots of lights and people running around doing things. And then there were some people huddled together with more lights on them, and they were sort of making sounds. And all of a sudden, I understood they were reading a script, and that was the part of the movie.
And now you star.
It was in progress. Well, I just happened to be pushed onto a chair in the middle of it to sit there. And I really didn't have anything to do with it, because I never would do it otherwise.
Ah.
And I just sat there, and from that time on, I got up the courage to do some more. I'm not sure I ever will again.
Yes, you will. I can tell by looking, my dear. We'll be right back after station break. What's that going to be called?
Jane Eyre.
Well, really? That's been done.
When? That must have been 1,000 years ago.
You mean the original story of...
Yes, can you believe it? Out of the underground movies, Jane Eyre is going to emerge. Literally.
And you're going to star in
prospect.
It?
Yes.
How will it be different?
Can you imagine Jane Eyre being somewhat spacey and timeless? And, using the plot, but putting it into a modern context. Modern context. Literally.
Really?
You don't sound convinced.
No, I am. I think it'd be an interesting experiment.
Oh, I can. I think it'll be terrific.
You want to start it?
No, you no. Well, are you playing Jane?
Yeah, I'll play Jane.
Oh, well, I could play Air.
Don't go too far there, Renee. You made Andy laugh. Are you all right, Andy? Yeah, I heard him. He said yes. You broke the spell now.
Sorry.
Edie, tell me this.
That's a drag.
What?
I don't want to hear any more of that.
Oh, yes, yeah, stop that, will you please? Now, you are a superstar, or you want to be a superstar. What is the difference between a star and a superstar?
It's two things. One is a joke, and the other is possibly a real superstar. If there could be such a thing.
Has there ever been? Let me light that for
you. There must have been a while. It's a question of shaking.
No, that's all right. I'll help you out. You haven't been on television before, have you?
Twice.
Oh.
And it's terrifying. It's very easy here compared to the other ones.
I know. Don't look at anybody. We're just talking. Tell me about who would you consider in the past to have been a superstar?
Oh, those kind of questions are too difficult because they're fabulous stars, but I wouldn't want to say superstar is a modern word. I don't want to apply it to the past.
Well, what is your definition of a superstar?
I must warn you. Andy won't say a word.
Why?
He's not used to making really public appearances, so I think he'll whisper answers to me if you ask him a question.
Can I listen while he whispers?
I'll whisper to you.
Aren't you going
to
say one word, Andy?
I know.
We're very curious, and that's why everybody is so friendly. We read much about underground movies and all of Andy's work, which we know so well. What would you first of all tell the audience, for those who might not know, what underground movies are? These are not war stories.
Oh, how can I tell you? It's so far they've been visual experiments. People making movies trying to see if they could do it.
And they are not shown in theaters?
They're shown in one theater, in somewhere down in the village. It's just one theater, otherwise private showings.
I see.
Just make sure this one don't get
deleted. Podcast. It's the backyard again. Right. We're in the backyard again. The world is our backyard, fellas.
Right. We're your best friends, the backyard again. Yeah, just make sure this one don't get deleted. Last time I put that some real good shit.
Nah, this one is to stay.
But
people, check this dope fly shit out, man. I'm standing right in front of a painting. I'm featured in. Ain't that some like cool shit?
Showing up the deuces.
We came here tonight to appreciate art.
Yes, you did. I'm loving this show. But I didn't even notice it at first. I was staring at the two paintings for a while, and then I realized the two paintings in the hallway are blank.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Word. Colors. Wow.
I've noticed the rest of the film, but my eyes keep getting drawn to the two paintings on the wall.
Yes. Wow. That's kind of crazy.
I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that two paintings on the wall, I love the wall. Because the wall is so well done, it's actually better. My boyfriend. What's going on with this one? There's got to be something I haven't noticed. If I see this,
everybody's throwing up the kit.
Right.
We have the artist right next to him.
So fortunate.
What's up?
So fortunate.
The podcast.
Hi, everyone. What's going on? I'm here with none other but Extra.
Uh-huh.
The star in the painting Bird Lives, as he does.
Bird Lives. I'm going to stay near this painting all night.
Birds are going to keep on living.
Uh-huh.
Some are going to die, but not in our painting.
Mm-hmm.
We got two kings and a queen.
Okay.
That's our serve for the night.
Okay. Two kings and a queen makes a great hand. Let me tell you.
I go outside.
But tell the people where they can find your work. Where we at now?
Not right now. We're in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
We're at Tornado Things.
Uh-huh.
We're on 35 Meadow Street.
Okay.
We're in an industrial neighborhood. It's really dark out. The music is really nice in here.
Oh.
I'm under the air conditioning. We have a special guest also that's a cactus.
Mm-hmm.
He's been my friend here for the past week.
Okay.
Spending all nights here stretching these canvases. And right now we're live at the Crying Room.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And thank you for painting the pictures for my viewers.
God bless you. What's up?
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.